It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey, Satellite Guys. Welcome to another exciting edition of the SatelliteGuys.us podcast. You know, Scott, in the words of JR, business is about to pick up.
Yes, indeed. And I don't know if anybody read my multi-channel news from this weekend, but I went through and explained why I think this week could be an incredible week for Dish Network and Dish Network customers.
Yeah, this is definitely going to be a crazy week. We're going to be running around here like we're chickens with our heads cut off because there's going to be so much going on, especially starting Monday with the upcoming Tech Chat.
Yeah, this week is going to be a busy week for not only Dish Network employees, but me personally and the entire Satellite Guy site. We're going to be going nuts. Monday night, we have the Tech Chat with Mark Jackson and Dan Minnick. And I don't know what they're planning on talking about, but if they want their customers to be happy, I'm expecting them to possibly talk about some of the things they're going to talk about at Team Summit, which is also this week. So we have Monday night, we have the Tech Chat. Tuesday afternoon, we have Charlie Ergen with the Echo Star, and then the Dish Network's earnings call, which could give us some clues. And then on Wednesday is the big day everybody's looking forward to. I don't know if you've been checking out our Uplink Center, but there were like 22 new high-definition channels uplinked on Friday. And on Thursday is the opening of Dish Network's Teams Summit in Nashville, Tennessee, and of course, Satellite Guys will be there covering it all for you. But, you know, I'm expecting those 22 channels to launch for Team Summit because the retailers out there are very upset at Dish Network because their business has dried up since DirecTV has launched all that new HD. Continuing through the week, we got Friday, which is also Team Summit, and Saturday I'm really looking forward to because it's a Satellite Guys meet and greet at Team Summit, where you can come by and meet myself, Bob, and a bunch of other Satellite Guy staff members. Plus, a number of Dish Network VIPs will be stopping by. I'm not going to name any names, but last year we had Mr. Ergen stop by and spend over an hour and a half with us, and it was an incredible time. Who knows what's going to happen this time, but I guarantee everybody who comes there is going to be really, really impressed with being able to rub elbows with people from Dish Network as much as they can for this one event.
Yeah, Scott, you know, Monday, it's going to be exciting because we got the Tech Chat, and then obviously you went through what we're going to be doing for the rest of the week. And, you know, I'm expecting, worst case scenario, they're going to talk about the channels that they've already launched, which would be like USA, Sci-Fi, HD, stuff like that, and maybe a couple of customer promos in there. And then I'm expecting the next Charlie Chat or Tech Chat to find out exactly what of the 22 high-definition channels that did launch at Team Summit, what got put up on the board.
Yeah, Dish is in a sticky place here because if they announce things to consumers before they announce them to the retailers don't really like it because they don't know what's going on, and customers call them up and say, yeah, I saw last night in the Charlie chat or saw last night in the Tech chat that they're doing this and that and the other thing, and the retailers don't know anything about it. So it's going to be really interesting to see how Dish plays it. It could be the Tech chat to end all Tech chats if they give the information out there that's going to be coming out this week, or it could be another lame Tech chat where they don't give you any information because they want to save it for the retailers at Team Summit.
You know, Scott, I was paying attention to the forum this week, and this may be something, another piece to the puzzle, but it seems like Voom may be going bye-bye if everything goes as looks like it might be heading towards.
Well, Voom was never a premier, you know, type service. When Dish Network took over the Voom channels and added them to their lineup, I mean, it was nice for people who were Voom customers who enjoyed those channels. But the channels themselves don't bring Dish Network any new customers. The content on them is what I consider, you know, filler or demo material. I can't remember the last time that I, you know, sat down and you know, was at work and said, oh, God, I can't wait to get home because tonight at 8 o'clock on one of the Voom channels, I want to see this. It's not like that. Voom is repeat after repeat after repeat. And You know, Dish said to them that they're not spending the required amount that they're required to spend on new programming. And from where I sit, that's been showing. In addition, Voom is very upset about, you know, being in this the higher tier HD package. But what Voom doesn't understand is that all Dish Network customers, when this new HD tier came out, were automatically put on the high tier. It's not like Voom got moved to the low tier and lost a bunch of customers. They regained most of them. Only ones who left were the ones who dropped down to the HD basic package.
That's exactly right, Scott. And that's probably why we saw the judgment stand that Voom tried, seeing if they could have a stay. But, you know, that kind of leads us to another shift in EchoStar's strategy, where they've put up 22 high-definition channels that we might see launch this Wednesday. And, you know, is there any rumors on what channels we might exactly see?
Well, I don't actually know for sure, but I've seen a bunch of names floated around. We were supposed to have Bravo HD and ESPN News HD launch last week, but Dish had a problem with the channels, the way they were mapping out, which we'll get into in a little bit, and remind me on that, Bob. But some of the other channels we're expecting to see is the Tennis Channel HD, and that one should be launching anyways because they have the, I believe it's the U.S. Open Tennis Tournament this weekend, and Dish Network is going to be doing interactive coverage on Dish Home, where you have a six-channel mosaic, so you can watch different camera angles and different courts and stuff like that. Other channels in there we've heard is the Weather Channel, HD, which is going to be launching a little early. I've heard about the Hallmark Movie Channel, Showtime, Showtime 2. There's been I think Showtime West Coast Feed was one of the other ones I heard, which is kind of surprising. And there's a Disney Channel, Toon Disney, Cartoon Network HD. And again, these are coming off the top of my head from what I've heard. But I'm expecting to see these launch on Wednesday.
Yeah, I know. There's a bunch of them that was previously launched on the Charlie, or not launched, previously announced on the Charlie Chat, with like WGN HD. And, you know, that's going to be awesome that they're finally throwing a silver bullet out into this HD war. And we're going to see if DirecTV fires back next.
Right. Well, I fully expect DirecTV to in September when DirecTV 11 goes active. But earlier in the week, you know, I was talking about ESPN and Bravo HD launching. Dish did an experiment for Eastern Arc, and that was checking if people's receivers could tune in the 61.5 signals over the other signals, whether it would be at 110, 119, or 118.7 or something like that. And they put 9,500 up and 9,501 up, which was duplicated on 110 and also on 61.5. It worked, but for a lot of people, it locked up their receivers. So Dish had to pull all that stuff out of the stream, all those changes they made. I don't know what they're doing there for as far as the Eastern Arc stuff goes, but that's why the change was made. And that's why Bravo and ESPN News HD did not launch, because they were all tied up in that stuff there, where they're trying to force the receiver to go to 61.5 instead of going through a different orbital location.
It sounds like they're going to have to do either a software workaround or possibly launching a whole entire different system with different tables, stuff like that, over at the 61.5 location to get it fixed.
Yeah, one of the ideas I had, and if the engineering department is listening, is they should put out a software update asking people whether they prefer to tune to the enhanced channels. We'll call the 61.5 channels and the Eastern Arc channels the enhanced channels, and have it automatically set the default of yes. So this way, if a channel exists twice and it's on 61.5 or the Eastern Arc satellites, then it automatically defaults there and doesn't have to check and lock the system up. It's automatically going to default to 61.5.
So, Scott, we're going to be seeing all of this new high definition, and hopefully the system will launch on time at Team Summit. What else are we going to be expecting to see over at Team Summit?
Well, the one thing I'm looking forward to seeing is something that we've been talking about at Satellite Guys for, you know, the past, over 6 months now, and that's something we've called Eastern Arc, and it's something that Dish Network has started calling Eastern Arc. But what will its official name be? I don't know, but we're going to finally see it officially announced. The last thing I heard about Eastern Arc from the pipeline was that they were planning on launching it in June, with the satellite problems that they've been having and also the software problems they've been having. I don't know if they're still quite on schedule for that June launch of Eastern Arc services, but that is going to be a big announcement there. And, you know, if you're here on the East Coast, the Eastern Arc is going to make a big difference for installers when they're installing new customers. And that's where Eastern Arc is mainly going to be focused on is new customers, because on the East Coast you have a hard time seeing 110 and 119, while you don't have any trouble seeing 61.5, 77, and 72.7. So it might be much easier for, you know, an installer to go in and easily find the birds instead of trying to find ways to get over trees and houses and stuff that we have here on the East Coast.
I really like that about the system, and the fact that you can use multiple birds as a option. Like, for instance, if you are treed out at the 110 and 119 location, you have a secondary location you can go look at and possibly get main programming from the different location, and that customer would have the same programming as if they were looking at the at what they're supposed to be looking.
Right, at the main, at the current legacy location, I guess we can call it. Another interesting thing about it, and you know, people are biting at the chance and keep emailing me and saying, Scott, when can I upgrade my dish to Eastern Arc? Should I go get a new dish? The answer to that is no. At the start, it's basically going to be duplicating everything that they currently have on 110, 119, 118.7, and 61.5. And they're going to be using 61.5 for one of the locations. But don't go out and get it yet. They're mainly going to be focusing on new customers for this. I mean, if you want to spend money and get the Dish 1000.4, which is the tentative name of this new Eastern Arc dish, when it comes out, you can spend your money and go get it, but you're not going to be really gaining anything. Sure, it's going to be all MPEG-4. The picture quality may be a little better than what you're seeing now from the MPEG-2, but there's not going to be any additional channels there for you. At the moment, I don't expect them for another year to really start putting any kind of new programming that's only available on Eastern Arc, if not longer. So what they're really doing here is for new customers trying to get over there. So again, if you currently have 110, 119, and 129 or 61.5 working for you, keep it. Don't spend any money. You know, everything that you're seeing now, you're going to see tomorrow, you're going to see next year. And I don't expect any new programming on the Eastern Arc service for any time into the future, because Dish doesn't want to go around spending lots of money to upgrade current customers to support an all MPEG-4 system and give them new channels.
All right, Scott. So, you know, we're going to wrap things up at the end of the week. We're going to have a little meet and greet that a lot of people are going to be coming to here on Saturday.
We got a good crowd coming down. I know, Bob, you're going to be there.
Yep.
And TNG Tony's going to be there. And we got a couple other Satellite Guys staff members coming down. And we'll call it the Satellite Guys meet and greet. You know, I've heard some rumors on who's going to be coming to visit us. And also I lined it up so that after our meet and greet is done with the VIPs, we're going to be taking onto the Tech Expo floor. And you're going to be the first consumers to see some of the new programming, some of the new equipment, some of the new satellite dishes and receivers, and upcoming software upgrades that is coming to Dish Network.
And that's going to be really exciting, because I'm looking forward to seeing what exactly this new Dish 1000.4 is going to look like, and also how feasible this is going to be for the customers and all the new stuff that we've been talking about. It's going to be really exciting to see.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, and if it's anything like last year, it's going to be pure magic. Last year was just so amazing for me personally to have Charlie Ergen and Eric Saul sitting with us for an hour and a half, and it was a no-holds-barred conversation where Charlie and Eric took any question from us and answered them 100% honestly, unscripted. They gave you the honest feelings on it. You know, they gave some colorful language that you never hear on a Charlie chat of why they do some of the things they do. And it was just a magical time. I felt like I was the host of a Charlie chat, and it was really cool.
Yeah, it's not every day that you get to pick the brain of a billionaire.
Charlie's just a regular guy like me and you. He just got a little more money.
Yeah, you know, so we're going to go ahead and wrap things up. You know, The DirecTV C&E program has been thriving at other places, whereas they've been kind of seeing other stuff happening over there. You want to explain what's going on with that, Scott?
Oh, yeah, and I want Satellite Guys members to be aware of what's going on here, and we may have a Satellite Guys call to action about this. because I'm not liking what I'm seeing. Just to lay it all out in the line, we met with DirecTV back at the Consumer Electronics Show back in January. And, you know, we were told that all the CE information was going to be sent to both us and DBS Talk at the same time. And after CES, that's all been running great. The information has actually been sent to us by Earl or other DBS Talk members, you know, for us to post it. And we've both been posting stuff at the basically the same time. However, in the last 3 weeks, that has shifted, and we have not been sent anything per our agreement with DirecTV. And things are getting worse here now that there's a couple things going on, and DBS Talk is requiring you to be a DBS Talk member to have so many posts under your belt or be a member for such a length of time to be included in future CE stuff. And to me, that sets off my top a little bit because from where I sit, you know, some people read DBS Talk, and God bless them, and other people choose to read Satellite Guys, and God bless them too. But a lot of people don't read both. And for DirecTV, they're a major company out there. You know, I'm sure they want their information going out to as many people as they can get it. And I'm not liking what I'm seeing here, and I'm going to be making some calls this week. And if need be, I'm going to start making a lot of noise about this and, you know, possibly take further action against, you know, DirecTV and DBS Talk in regards to the CE program. I'm not intending to harm the CE program in any way. I want the CE program to thrive. I think it's the greatest thing that's happened in the satellite industry and online forums in a long, long, long time. In fact, if it's probably the greatest thing that's ever happened, for, you know, for forums to get that kind of interactivity. I just want the information made available to both sites as was agreed upon by DirecTV at the Consumer Electronics Show.
That's exactly right, Scott. And from what I've noticed, it seems like one side's being favored over the other instead of freely sharing the information. And I just have this feeling that if they would have freely shared the information, our site would have thrived just as well as DBS Talk for a wealth of information that our subscribers could provide to DirecTV.
Right. And I understand there's, you know, a lot of DirecTV fans out there who, you know, love the CE program. And again, I'm not trying to harm it. I'm trying to make it available to the most amount of people possible. You know, the DirecTV gave us some guidelines saying, you know, don't make the CE forum publicly accessible so that unregistered people can't read it because they don't want the information being captured by sites like Google and stuff like that. And, you know, we have no problem with that. We've been following their guidelines. You know, DirecTV has been in contact with us a lot, and we've been doing everything they've been asking us to, but now we feel like we're getting slapped around by not getting the information. And these exclusive DBS Talk things where you have to be a member of DBS Talk for a certain length of time or have a certain amount of posts, and it's just not kosher. You know, DBS Talk is not a subsidiary of DirecTV, and, you know, DirecTV is a publicly held company, and they got to be held accountable. And if, you know, anybody's going to make any noise about it, it's going to be me. But I'm looking to work with DirecTV, and as I said, I'm going to make a bunch of calls, send some emails this week, and see if we can come to something here where we can get our Satellite Guys members, you know, the same information that's going on at DBS Talk, because we want all people who are interested in participating in the CE program to get the information they want and need, no matter which site they read. You shouldn't have to be a member of one site or the other to get that information.
Right, and I'm really looking forward to hopefully maybe getting some betas and stuff like that that we've seen over at DBS Talk, but we haven't seen at Satellite Guys. That would be really exciting.
Yeah, there's certain things going on there, and you know, it's just becoming too much. And again, you know, DirecTV could get mad at us and you know, pull the plug on the CE program. If they do, it's their own doing. You know, they're going to be babies and walk away, then they're going to be babies and walk away. But I want to see the CE program thrive. I want to see as many people who want to help DirecTV out and testing the software be able to do so and not be required to be tied down to one forum or another. Me personally, I can't even get over to DBS Talk and read, you know, the stuff that's going on, because every time they see my IP address over there, they ban me. And it's just the childish bullshit that they pull. You know, it's just aggravating.
Right, exactly. I know I was banned over there for telling a moderator of theirs who was spreading misinformation and posting the right information and trying to point a link to satellite guys saying, hey, this is where the correct information's at. And he didn't like that too much, and we all know who that is, so.
Yep, James Long. I didn't say it. Oh, I did say it. Never mind. Anyways, Bob, I think that's the music, and it's going to be an interesting week for both Dish Network and DirecTV and Satellite Guys. Stay tuned to Satellite Guys all this week. We're going to have all the coverage directly from Team Summit for you. You know, keep it tuned right here, and we'll keep it covered for you.
And I'll see you guys that Saturday over at Team Summit, and we'll see you in Tennessee.
See ya.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.